Well, hello there, you wonderful folk of Audio Boo, Facebook and Twitter. And we also welcome along listeners to Bradley Stoke Radio. Welcome along. You find me here a little bit chilly afternoon in Severn Beach. And I'm actually walking on the seafront. Calling beach, I suppose, is probably being a little bit sort of economical with the truth, although it used to be a beach, I believe. And I'm walking on, say, concrete sort of seafront. I've got the second Severn crossing looming ahead of me to my left as it crosses the Severn. I'm taking the M4 motorway into South Wales. And I suppose it'll take a mile or so over to my right would be the entrance to the 4 mile long Severn Tunnel. And it's a bit of a chilly afternoon, a bit of a breeze you may be able to pick up, not sure. And looking out, tide seems to be out. Is there tide here on the Severn? Not sure. A load of mud flats. Let's see what we got down there. A lot of mud. Funny enough, even though a major motorway is ahead of me, you can only just about hear the distant hum of the traffic. People pay their £6 to get into South Wales. And quite a few people back, photographers, take advantage of the landscape. I mean, must be good, you know, for landscape photography. And I'll be taking shots of the bridge, and shots in general, I suppose. And kind of feel on the track, which was a little bit of an interesting journey from Bristol to the train window was filthy. I couldn't really see out of it, but as you come out here, you arrive in Severn Beach Station, which is very much a shadow of its former self. I think it boasted, still boasts two platforms, although one of the tracks has been lifted. So you just have an island platform. One hourly service into Bristol on a Saturday, and just walking up here, loads of houses. I don't know the houses, I guess it was built in the 80s or so, or conforming to, say, sort of design and building, maybe. Plenty of dog walkers and people. Go on there, just gonna keep walking here, closer to the motorway. And you can probably just pick up the rumble now of the M4. Seeing cars going into cars and lorries and coaches, I looked at it, heading west into Wales. And I can actually walk right underneath said bridge, which we'll do shortly. And if I wanted to, I could be on what they call the Severn Way. And that takes you to the old Severn crossing, the M48. And you can walk into Chepstow, which we've done a few times in the past. Nice trek. But I'm conscious that it's a bit nippy and I'm probably not going to do the whole route today. Sorry folks, maybe another Sunday stroll in the future, who knows. And it's a beautiful lot. Look at the walkers, people just walking the beach. And the beach itself, people used to flock to it years and years ago to join Transport Idea. And look at it. basically for the boulders. I'm guessing what we're standing on now is a sort of tide of defence from the high tide of the River Severn. And it's, I think, you look at beach and you're thinking, okay, now normally you associate the word beach with sand, and perhaps a pebble beach down on the south coast of England. And, this is neither of those, really. No disrespect to local residents, but it's obviously nice if you if you're into your civil engineering, come here and admire the Second Severn Crossing. It seems to be weird because they sort of built it on piers, and then the actual bridge itself is slap bang right in the middle of the estuary, which is quite interesting. Iconic towers, which if you've driven in and out of South Wales, you will no doubt know. Got some kids playing over to my right. And it's a pleasant, area, just have a wander, really. And obviously, looking at the tarmac here on this walkway, and it's, I'm not sure if it's years of sort of seagull droppings have sort of obviously corroded into the tarmac, which is there's just sort of kind of sort of really white blobs, I suppose. Oh, now continuing our walk. We're actually sort of heading up river, so to speak. And what we do is head up to the up to the bridge. Probably just go underneath it. And go along and see how far we can get before we head back to the station and catch a train back into Bristol. Looking inland now. It's clearly, in fact, some sort of works over there ahead of me. See sort of Porticoan type structures, single story. And we've got obviously two ways we can walk. One of them, if we get down. I was talking about something looking ahead. Once you come back on the shoreline, actually, that'd be nice. Do the loop, so to speak. You can actually do a loop. There's a walkway down below us and to my left, which walks along the shoreline. And again, it's a bit sort of tarmac and concrete. And well, concrete, I think, the tarmac, but looks nice. Anyway. Slowly but surely walking on here. It's a nice meander along the Severn here. And very popular, as I say, in the Victorian times, people were flocking on the train and I'd say some beaches. It's very much, as I said earlier, a shadow of its former self, because trains of flock here from Bristol and all the rest of it. And I think actually, I'm not sure, but there was a river before they built the bridges. I don't know if it's further upstream at Passage, Old Passage. This is New Passage, we're coming up towards, which is where the sort of M4 crosses over the but Father calling his kids. A lot of looks like a sort of caravan park to my left, this sort of mobile home park. So now coming up to the motorway. Kids play on their scooters. Okay, past. This is Salthouse Farm. Park Home Estate. So, it looks like a big place. They've got a duck pond down there. Quite a big duck pond, by the looks of it. More like a lake, almost. And, see if you can see some of the mobile homes. Well, you can live there. I suppose you probably get used to using yourself to the noise for the traffic, which you can probably hear now is actually quite loud because we're getting almost about 500 yards or so from going underneath the M4. As we continue our walk up the river along the banks of the River Severn, and it's still getting cold. She'll go very wisely. She's wearing gloves, and I don't blame her. Wish I brought mine, actually. Well, they're using gloves and smartphones, they don't always work. So, it's more dog walkers there than me. Walking. No, I'm not quite sure what that breed was. I don't think it was too common to drive. Anyway, so it looks like a Sainsbury's lorry heading into Wales. Crossing over me. Just walking now, good. It's a bit sort of like a delicate sight to my right. It's sort of big sort of metal fences and, you know, with barbed wire on top, sort of thing you get on, you know, sort of prisons, that kind of thing. Obviously keeping people out, very definitely. And coming out, and got people. There's actually houses, I can't believe that they're right underneath, or right beside the bridge itself, isn't it? Where you get immune to the noise. I can probably hear the traffic above me. As we continue our walk under the M4, there's all the green crest barriers ahead of me. People with what do you look like? This is all mobile home. Obviously construction workers, I'm guessing. Porter cabin type thing. Right underneath the actual motorway itself. There are birds on there. So we continue walking under the bridge, and I'm going to get cut off in a minute, so partly because we've reached our 15 minutes. So as I head underneath the M4 itself, look at this giant sort of concrete slab of structure and a unique sort of works area right underneath it to my right. I will bid you all a fond farewell. And that's interesting. Well, look at that. Well, actually, you can't look at that. But so, it's looking right sunny underneath the bridge, looking west into Wales, and I can see the Welsh